first reading today is Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. The parable of the persistent widow. Then he told them a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I will deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" Next is a reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. "But understand this, there will be terrifying times in the last days. People will be self-centered and lovers of money, proud, haughty, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, irreligious, callous, implacable, slanderous, licentious, brutal, hating what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, as they make a pretense of religion but deny its power. Reject them, for some of these slip into homes and make captives of women weighed down by sins, led by various desires, always trying to learn but never able to reach a knowledge of the truth. Just as James and Jambres opposed Moses, so they also opposed the truth. People of depraved mind, unqualified in the faith. But they will not make further progress, for their foolishness will be plain to all, as it was with these two." Next is a reading from Proverbs chapter 12, verses 15 through 28. "The way of fools is right in their own eyes, but those who listen to advice are the wise. Fools immediately show their anger, but the shrewd conceal contempt. Whoever speaks honestly testifies truly, but the deceitful make lying witnesses. The babble of some people is like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise is healing. Truthful lips endure forever, the lying tongue for only a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but those who counsel peace have joy. No harm befalls the wicked, no harm befalls the just, but the wicked are overwhelmed with misfortune. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who are truthful, his delight. The shrewd conceal knowledge, but the hearts of fools proclaim folly. The diligent hand will govern, but sloth makes for forced labor. Worry weighs down the heart, but a kind word gives it joy. The just act as guides to their neighbors, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Sloth does not catch its prey, but the wealth of the diligent is splendid. In the path of justice is life, but the way of abomination leads to death." Our last reading for today is Nehemiah chapter 9. Public confession of sin. On the 24th day of this month, the Israelites gathered together while fasting and wearing sackcloth, their heads covered with dust. Those of Israelite descent separated themselves from all who were of foreign extraction, then stood forward and confessed their sins and the guilty deeds of their ancestors. When they had taken their places, They read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth of the day. And during another fourth, they made their confession and bowed down before the Lord their God. Standing on the platform of the Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Sheremani, who cried out to the Lord their God with loud voices. The Levites Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Habashniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Sherebana, and Pethiana said, "Arise, bless the Lord your God from eternity to eternity, and may they bless your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessings and praise. You are the Lord, you alone. You made the heavens, the highest heavens, and all their host, the earth and all that is upon it, the seas and all that is in them. To all of them you gave life. The heavenly hosts bow down before you. You are the Lord God who chose Abram, who brought from him from Ur of the Chaldeans, who named him Abraham. You found his heart faithful in your sight. You made the covenant with him to give the land of Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and Girgashites to him and his descendants. You fulfilled your promises, for you are just. You saw the affliction of our ancestors in Egypt. You heard their cry by the Red Sea. You worked signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants and the people of his land, because you knew of their insolence towards them. Thus you made for yourself a name even to this day. The sea you divided before them. On dry ground they passed through the midst of the sea. Their pursuers you hurled into the depths like a stone into the mighty waters. With a column of cloud you led them by day, and by night with a column of fire, to light the way of their journey, the way in which they must travel. On Mount Sinai you came down. You spoke with them from heaven. You gave them just ordinances, true laws, good statutes, and commandments. Your holy Sabbath you made known to them. Commandments, statutes, and law you prescribed for them by the hand of Moses your servant. Food from heaven you gave them in their hunger. Water from a rock you sent them in their thirst. You told them to enter and occupy the land which you had sworn to give them. But they, our ancestors, proved to be insolent. They were obdurate and did not obey your commandments. They refused to obey and no longer remembered the wonders you had worked for them. They were obdurate and appointed a leader in order to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are a forgiving God, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and rich in mercy. You did not forsake them, though they made for themselves a molten calf and proclaimed, 'Here is your God who brought you up from Egypt,' and were guilty of great insults. Yet in your great mercy, you did not forsake them in the desert. By day, the column of cloud did not cease to lead them on their journey. By night, the column of fire did not cease to light the way they were to travel. Your good spirit you bestowed on them to give them understanding. Your manna you did not withhold from their mouths, and you gave them water in their thirsts. For 40 years in the desert you sustained them. They did not want. Their garments did not become worn, and their feet did not swell. You gave them kingdoms and peoples, which you divided among them as borderlands. They possessed the land of Shihon, king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. You made their children as numerous as the stars of the heavens, and you brought them into the land which you had commanded their ancestors to enter and possess. The children went in to possess the land. You humbled before them the Canaanite inhabitants and gave them into their power, their kings and the people of the land, to do with as they wished. They captured fortified cities and fertile land. They took possession of houses filled with all good things, cisterns already dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. They ate and had their fill, fattened and feasted on your great goodness, but they were contemptuous and rebelled against you. They cast your law behind their backs. They murdered your prophets, who bore witness against them to bring them back to you. They were guilty of great insults. Therefore you gave them into the power of their enemies who oppressed them. But in the time of their oppression, they would cry out to you, and you would hear them from heaven, and according to your great mercy, give them saviors, to deliver them from the power of their enemies. As soon as they had relief, they would go back to doing evil in your sight. Again you abandoned them to the power of their enemies who crushed them. Once again they cried out to you, and you heard them from heaven, and delivered them according to your mercy many times over. You bore witness against them to bring them back to your law, but they were insolent and would not obey your commandments. They sinned against your ordinances, which gave life to those who keep them. They turned stubborn backs, stiffened their necks, and would not obey. You were patient with them for many years, bearing witness against them through your Spirit by means of your prophets. Still, they would not listen. Therefore, you delivered them into the power of the people of the lands. Yet in your great mercy, you did not completely destroy them and did not forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. Now, our God, great, mighty, and awesome God, who preserves the covenant of mercy, do not discount all the hardship that has befallen us. Our kings, our princes, our priests, our prophets, our ancestors, and your entire people, from the time of the king of Assyria until this day, in all that has come upon us, you have been just. You have kept faith while we have done evil. Yes, our kings, our princes, our priests, and our ancestors have not kept your law. They paid no attention to your commandments and the warnings which you gave them. While they were still in their kingdom, in the midst of many good things that you had given them, and in the wide, fertile lands that you had spread out before them, they did not serve you, nor turn away from their evil deeds. Today we are slaves. As for the land which you gave our ancestors, that they might eat its fruits and good things, see, we have become slaves upon it. Its rich produce goes to the kings you set over us because of our sins, who rule over our bodies and our cattle as they please. We are in great distress. So ends the readings for today.